NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by True, with or without menthol, True Green or True Blue. Shouldn't your brand be True? Now with the news, here is David Rush.
An enemy troop buildup in the demilitarized zone of Vietnam has brought a similar response from Allied forces in South Vietnam. A U.S. military spokesman in Saigon says 10,000 American troops have been dispatched to the northern provinces to reinforce units already there guarding against any attempted North Vietnamese invasion. Elements of five North Vietnamese divisions are reported poised in and around the DMZ. U.S. B-52 bombers have carried out a series of airstrikes against the enemy buildup. A few miles to the south, U.S. Marines are engaged in a running battle that started yesterday against a communist force. At least 46 Reds were reported killed in the first hours of fighting. American pilots flew 118 missions against North Vietnam with main targets in the Red River Valley's key rail yards northwest of Hanoi. Communist MiGs rose to challenge the American raiders, but there were no dogfights. Other developments, North Vietnamese shore batteries fired on the Australian destroyer Hobart. Some shrapnel hit the vessel, but no casualties were reported. The presence of the Hobart and 6,000 Australian troops in Vietnam brought a formal protest from the Soviet Union. A statement delivered to its embassy in Moscow charged the Australian government with helping commit barbarous crimes in Vietnam. Also in Moscow, Andrei Kirilenko, a secretary of the Soviet Communist Party's Central Committee, told a Lenin birthday rally, "Hopes of the United States for better relations with Russia are vain as long as American troops remain in Vietnam." More news after this for True Cigarettes.
It shows in the music you like, in the way you think. You're a part of right now. And everything about you says it, even your cigarette. You smoke True, True filter cigarettes. Everything about True says, right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content of 12.9 and 0.8 milligrams. The easy draw. The right now taste. Everything about True says today, this minute, right now. Another thing. The True choice. With menthol, without menthol. True green or True blue. For the right now taste, for a lot of good reasons. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Once again, David Rush.
In Detroit, United Auto Workers President Walter Reuther today renewed his attack on the AFL-CIO. Reuther pictured the Labor Federation as a stodgy victim of affluence with an acute case of hardening of the arteries, and he urged the UAW membership to give the union leaders authority to withdraw from the AFL-CIO. However, Reuther did not say the UAW leadership would actually put the authority to use. More in a moment.
Now, a message from the RCIA. When you're shopping in a retail store, have you ever noticed a white sign with a five-pointed red star and the blue circle and the words Union Store? This is the Union Store card of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association. It signifies that through mutual agreement between store management and the RCIA, retail store workers are assured certain on-the-job benefits, which help achieve a high standard of living. For more information about this strong progressive union, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036.
At a meeting of the nation's newspaper editors in Washington, Senator Charles Percy today criticized the administration policy in Vietnam, saying President Johnson's recent peace moves have been unrealistic. The Illinois Republican, viewed in some quarters as a GOP presidential possibility next year, coupled his criticism with an appeal for more harmonious relations with East and West. David Rush, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the Hour when the Retail Clerks International Association brings you NBC Monitor News.
Metropolitan Area News next on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
You're buying it and paying the premium price when you need the oil. You use the oil in the wintertime, and this is when you pay the highest prices.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Joseph Fierro, builder of Lakeside Homes here in Lake Ronkonkoma, Long Island.
And now they have reached a point that they are equal. In fact, we have cases on our job where identical houses. One has gone to oil and the other one has gone to gas. And, of course, this was a big issue with the people. Where we have oil and we're going to save money. And then later on, they compared bills to neighbors, and they found that they were almost identical. Once the people really understand and see the facts, and by their own experience. Now, this takes time. You don't do this overnight. I think they're going to have...
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
So much, and then they're going to be losing battle.
The temperature in New York is 66 degrees and it's cloudy. Now, metropolitan area headlines. James A. Rowe, former congressman from Queens and once one of New York's most powerful Democratic leaders, died of a heart attack this morning while vacationing in Hollywood, Florida. Rowe was 71 years old. Three New Yorkers who were in Athens when a military group seized power have arrived in Rome and described their experiences for newsmen. Melton Goldstein, of 405 East 56th Street in Manhattan, said a policeman held him in downtown Athens for 20 minutes with a soldier and a rifle who threatened to shoot him. Stephen Putziger of Scarsdale said the Greeks didn't seem disturbed by the coup, but were quieter than Greeks usually are. And Peter Strobel, 29, of Elmhurst, Queens, said customs control was exceptionally strict when they left Athens. Strobel said our luggage was searched down to the last piece of underwear. Police are blaming a short circuit for a manhole explosion that awakened scores of people in the Bronx this morning. The blast shattered 14 windows in nearby apartments. And that's the Metropolitan News at this moment. Next news from the NBC newsroom at 1 o'clock with Russ Ward. Bulletins are broadcast at once.
Don't just leave your darling out here in Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now here in Monitor.
What does it mean, don't move? I want you to move. Feel free to move, friend. Just don't touch your dial if you can take your radio along, the portable kind or the one in your car. I'm Gene Rayburn, and for you on-the-move listeners, valuable travel advice from one of the nation's leading authorities, Francis Colton, 2 minutes ahead. At the moment, King Richard's Flugel Nights and Everybody Loves My Baby. Again, birds on the wing again, and not just birds, but millions of people who'll be starting their annual traveling as we soon move into the vacation season. With spring, there also arrives a number of new travel books, many of which, unfortunately, aim more at being humorous than helpful. But a big exception is one titled Francis Colton's Complete Guide for the Intelligent Woman Traveler. Now, it's written in a warm, pleasant style, that's true, but more importantly, it's jammed with zillions. Well, hundreds, anyway, of practical travel tips. Francis Colton, we're delighted to have you with us at Monitor, and we want to sample some of your advice.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, Gene, so sample away.
Okay. Since so many travelers fly these days, how would you advise a woman to dress for a flight?
I would say quickly that she should dress simply. She should dress as she would for a day's shopping in town. In other words, a simple suit in which she can move around, I'd leave off the heavy jewelry, because as you sit in one place, heavy jewelry tends to get even heavier.
Yeah.
I'd leave off anything that binds you around the middle, or certainly around the feet, because as you know, when you sit in one place, you tend to sort of puff out a bit. This is even true in the theater, Gene, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I would wear, for instance, I'd rather wear a loose waist that went over the skirt of a suit than one that tucked in.
That's good advice, Francis. So, ladies, stay loose. Now, what basic beauty aids are a must to take along?
I like to take all the things that make me feel pretty and soignée when I'm home. I don't think anybody should travel feeling slightly frumpy or droopy. In other words, I take all the cosmetics. But I take them in smaller sizes than the ones I use at home, and I take them in lightweight containers. I will, for instance, transfer the heavy creams from the glass jar into the plastic jar, because, as you know, Jean, glass weighs so much. And I take everything I do, but I take it perhaps in a smaller size. And then I take one cosmetic, perhaps, that can do the work for two. A moisturizer, for instance, that will also be a suntan lotion. Then, because I think women are always interested in having their hair look nice, and I think it's awfully important to look nice if you want the world to look nice to you. There's a real relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel frumpy, the world looks frumpy to you.
Yes.
I've included in the book some hair instructions and also a list of hairdressers around the world.
Mm. Well, that's a good tip. Yeah, the hairdressers. You know, if you're in Lima, Peru, this is the place to go. Huh?
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly. When I was in Lima, Peru, that's just the place I went to.
I see. Now, what about, can you get all this stuff in a bottle bag, or would you need more than one bottle bag?
Oh, I think you can get it all in one bag. And I, for instance, when I'm off on a short trip, I even use just one suitcase. But I pack the cosmetics that might leak or might break into a bag that's rubber lined with a zipper. And then I'm doubly insured.
Good point. Now, how can a woman, or a man for that matter, get to meet interesting people in other countries?
I think that's so important, Gene. And to a large extent, a lot of travelers don't do that well enough beforehand. Preparation is the key word.
You got to do your homework.
You absolutely have to do your homework, and it pays off. It really does make the difference.
What kind of homework?
Well, number one, I would maybe, you know, I'd ask everybody I knew that could possibly give me the name of somebody to look up abroad. Scrounge around, really, for names of people.
Mm-hmm.
The girl who sits next to you at the office, the neighbor down the street, your doctor, your dentist, your lawyer, and ask if they have friends or friends of friends abroad. Now, because there are lots of Americans, we'll say, going to Europe each year, the thing that'll distinguish you as an American going abroad from another is if you not only get the name, but ask if you can act as a courier and deliver a gift, so that when you call somebody in London or Paris, you're not calling up and saying, "Here I am, you know, Jane Doe and John Smith told me to look you up," but you can say, "Here I am, and I bring you a greeting and a small gift. May I take you to tea, or may I take you to lunch?" It's another thing, Jean. There's no reason why an American going abroad has to sort of wait for hospitality to be given to them. If you're anxious to meet somebody, invite somebody for a drink or invite somebody for lunch or dinner.
Good tip. Take the first step.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't be shy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Take the first step and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And apropos of other steps to take, if you're sailing on a ship, for instance, give a cocktail party at the end of the ship's voyage for all the people you've met aboard the ship, and have fun, and you'll come away again with more friends and addresses, people you've met aboard there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if, for instance, you run out of names of people you can meet in any given city who are friends of friends, then there are always the official Meet the People programs, and they work wonderfully well. This is the sort of program like Meet the Danes or Don't Miss the Swiss or...
I've never heard of these.
Oh, they're great, Gene. They really are.
Where do you go to? You go to the Chamber of Commerce? What do you do?
No, they're set up by the tourist offices, and you simply write to the tourist office in this country and say, for instance, "I'm going to be in Copenhagen between July 10th and July 15th, and I'd like to participate in the Meet the Danes program."
Oh.
And I give all these tourist addresses in the back of the book. And then they will send you a form and ask you to give all the vital statistics about yourself. And then you fill them out, and they match you up with your counterpart, usually your professional counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you're an artist, you will meet artists in Copenhagen, and if you're somebody interested in stamps, you'll meet another stamp collector.
That sounds like a very good idea.
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. I've been to the most wonderful homes and met the most charming people that way.
You know, we could go on here talking for hours, because you're a good talker, and you've been there, and you know all about it. We could cover all the points in your book, but I guess the way to do that is for the Monitor listeners to get the book. And you want to get back to your traveling, too. So it behooves the traveler-to-be to consult your complete guide for the intelligent woman traveler. Francis Colton, we thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bon voyage.
Merci.
What do you say we go together?
Okay.
Miss O'Brien?
The mailbox says O'Brien. Or do you want a bet on Cleopatra?
No, I'm from International Harvester, Mrs. O'Brien. About your Cub Cadet tractor.
Cash we paid. We don't owe you a nickel.
Just a survey. We say this is no toy, but a tractor built like the big IH tractors. You agree?
Huh. O'Brien should be built so good.
Which model do you have?
O'Brien or the tractor?
The tractor. 7 horsepower? 10?
12. With hydrostatic transmission. When O'Brien works, he wants it done in a hurry.
And what does he do with his extra free time now?
Like always. Me waiting on him hand and foot.
But his hobbies?
Just having me wait on him. And now that he's got that cadet, it's 15 or 20 more hours a week. So you get on out of here with your survey. I haven't sat down since he got it.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Now then, depending on which time zone you're in around the world, the hour could be anything from 1 to 12, but wherever you are, it's 17 and a half minutes after that hour, right here on the monitor beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
Don't miss this week's New York Sunday News for the start of an inclusive special series about an American who fell victim to Russian-style justice. Ray Wortham, a young ex-GI touring Russia, innocently bought a few rubles on the black market. Later, when leaving his hotel room, he took a small statue of a bear as a souvenir, an act similar to taking an ashtray from an American hotel. For this, 6 months of his life were lost in a Soviet prison, 85 days of that in solitary confinement. He was fined $5,500, and his $2,600 car was taken. But the real reason he was arrested and humiliated never came out. The man is now free. Mr. Wortham tells the frightening true story in his own words in a gripping series that's must-reading for every American. So don't miss it. Be sure to get your copy of the New York Sunday News.
In one moment, a sportsman's tips on how to prepare fish. Monitor Sports is brought to you by K-Site, the automotive additives that cure common car ailments while you drive.
Make your car feel snappy, K-Site. You'll be driving happy,
and driving will be more fun for you.
K-Site costs just a buck or two, and it really makes your motor come alive while you drive.
Is your car still fun to drive? Or is it getting sluggish, running rough, hard to start, using oil? Before expensive repairs, try K-Site first. K-Site improves performance in any car, old or new, keeps it purring smoothly, and reduces wear. K-Site guarantees improved performance to your satisfaction or double your money back. So next time you stop for gas, ask for the additive that means happy driving. Ask for K-Site.
So when you stop for gas, that's the time to ask
for K-Site. You'll be driving happy.
K-Site, you'll be driving happy.
As the weather turns warmer, fishermen will be hitting the nation's rivers, streams, and lakes. And if they want to get the most out of their catches, may we suggest the following gastronomical discussion between Jim Bashline, managing editor of Field & Stream magazine, and Monitor's Charlie Holmes.
Jim Bashline, let's say we're freshwater fishing for our supper. What fish do you consider a real delicacy?
Well, of course, coming from the trout country, I have to say the trout family, the brook brown and the rainbow trout, are certainly my choice. But the southerners seem to like catfish, and I certainly got to agree with them. They're very delicious.
Uh-huh.
Frying is perhaps the most convenient way. When I think of frying fish, I think generally of deep frying. That is when you're frying fish in large quantities of cooking oil. This is an excellent method of fixing what we call the leaner fishes, that is, the panfish and the bass. They do, they come out extremely well when they're deep fried. Mm-hmm. The fatty fish, the trout and the salmon and the lake trout, are probably better broiled.
What's the best way to broil a fish?
Well, when you're doing it at home, simply turn your oven up to broil, wipe your fish absolutely dry with a paper towel, place it on the broiler rack, and turn one side over after about 4 minutes and let the other side cook for 4 minutes and you're ready to eat fish. Salt and pepper and use your lemon and other seasonings after the fish is on the table.
How about outdoors?
Well, when you're outdoors, about the same ritual applies if you're doing it over an open fire. Turn him over after about 6 minutes. You want to allow a little more time when you're out of doors because you can't control the heat quite as perfectly as you can on your range.
Well, I would assume that a fisherman should carry along basic cooking ingredients if he wants to eat his catch on the scene. What are they?
Well, if he's a real rustic, hairy-chested outdoor type, about all he needs... a small container of salt, a similar amount of pepper, and perhaps a little butter or oleomargarine.
I've got a question for you because I know you're a fisherman. Here's the problem. Two men go fishing in the same boat. One catches a lot of fish on his end of the boat. The fellow on the other end doesn't even get a nibble. How come?
I guess the best answer would be the one fisherman just didn't say his prayers.
Thank you, Jim Bashline, managing editor of Field & Stream, for a brief chat about fish and how to cook them. This is Charlie Holmes from Monitor Sports.
Now a word about no-doze Keep Alert tablets.
And best personal regards. Sincerely, etc., etc. Now read that back to me, Miss Jones.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with no-doze. No-doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with no-doze. No-doze keeps you alert.
Colorful, comprehensive, and current. That's Monitor's coverage of sports all weekend long. Right now, Monitor music, not just current, but brand new. Two for the Road by Henry Mancini.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious souvenirs and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as love still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long
traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning, think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire home with Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Trini's tune, Don Costa's orchestra. That's Trini Lopez, I guess, and I'm sure he's happy to let Don use his tune. This is NBC's Monitor, which we urge you to use as your entertainment and information center every weekend. In the Rio Grande Valley, hear us on KRGV, Weslaco, Texas. Brief pause now. Gene Rayburn here.
Stay in the know while you're on the go with Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
66 degrees and cloudy in Big Town, WNBC, New York, the big voice of Big Town, USA.
How would you like your lawn to look like those lush Marian sods you see at your garden center or nurseryman's? You would? Okay, do as the professionals do. Use sod quality Marian bluegrass and have the most beautiful Marian lawn in the world. You know, no other lawn can compare to Marian. It not only looks beautiful, it stays beautiful. And Marian lawn doesn't suffer from leaf spots. It gives you the densest lawn carpeting we know of, a really elite lawn. Wonder Lawn Sod Quality Marian is the very same quality seed that the sod growers use to produce that thick, lush, springy Marian sod, so richly interwoven it smothers crabgrass and weeds before they can start. So this spring, do as the professional sod growers do. For only $3.95, you grow yourself a Wonder Lawn Sod Quality Marian lawn. That's only $3.95 at your authorized Wonder Lawn dealer. Wonder Lawn, the famous name that means lawns of permanent beauty.
On Monitor, from the prize-winning show Cabaret, Willkommen by Joel Gray.
Willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome, Frédéric, étranger, stranger, Glücklich tu es, je suis enchanté, happy to see you, bleibe, reste, stay, welcome and bienvenue. Welcome in cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret. Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome.
Welcome.
Friend and étranger, stranger. Stay, I'm singing, welcome and bienvenue. Welcome
in cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret.
Welcome and bienvenue, welcome.
Happy
rest this day.
We're singing welcome and bienvenue. Welcome, big cabaret, oh cabaret, big cabaret. Big cabaret, oh cabaret, big cabaret.
Big cabaret, oh cabaret.
Hi, Gene Rayburn with Monitor 67, the show with something for just about everybody, something for those interested in Vietnam, a report on the possibility of General Westmoreland giving up his command, something for the psychologically oriented from Dr. Joyce Brothers about sex and food, and we've even got something stupid for those smart enough to appreciate the singing of Frank and Nancy Sinatra.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
Has frozen orange juice from Florida changed?
Yes. Now the taste is more delicious.
Mmm, you bet your sweet life it is.
And it's just as healthful as ever.
Mmm, you bet your life it is.
And the price?
Now even the price is sweet.
Mmm, you bet it is.
You mean frozen orange juice from Florida is less expensive now?
It's America's best food value.
We know. We're the Florida Citrus Commission.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. Is it true that General Westmoreland may relinquish his command in Vietnam? And if so, why? A report from Howard Tuckner, NBC News Saigon, just 1 minute from now.
Today's special concert of the Winn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge,
and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Azusa, California. So keep your car going strong, capital of the world.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Now here is Howard Tuckner, NBC News, Saigon.
There have been persistent reports recently that General William Westmoreland will leave Vietnam within the next 3 or 4 months or so and be replaced as U.S. commander by another 4-star general, Creighton Abrams, Jr. If General Westmoreland leaves here, it will not be because President Johnson or the Pentagon is dissatisfied with the job he's done. Far from it. Naturally, Westmoreland is tired. He has been in command here for 3 years. But fatigue alone is not the reason Westmoreland may decide to leave. Sources describe the commander as more pessimistic about the war than his public statements indicate. Westmoreland believes he needs more troops, perhaps hundreds of thousands more. Sources say he doesn't expect to get what he needs in the near future because of political expediencies in Washington. Westmoreland also is said to feel politics will play an even more important part in this war once the 1968 presidential campaign is in full swing. Without considering the future, Westmoreland has enough problems. The North Vietnamese have demonstrated powerful capabilities in the northern provinces of South Vietnam. Army units had to be moved north to bolster U.S. Marine forces. It is no secret here that the Marines are unhappy about Army units moving into their area of operations. Inter-service rivalries, petty jealousies are as much a part of this war as any other. The Marines still are believed to be spread too thin near the demilitarized zone. Westmoreland reportedly would like to send more Army units there, but feels he doesn't have the troops to do so. Many military men here wonder if the war ever can be brought to a successful conclusion, even if the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese somehow are decimated. If that time comes, they ask, will North Vietnam then give Communist China the green light to put troops into the war? In short, military men here feel, for one reason or another, that it's possible for this war to go on and on and on. All this will influence General Westmoreland's decision whether to stay or go. Howard Tuckner, NBC News, Saigon.
General Westmoreland is in this country this weekend, staying at West Point prior to making a speech this Monday at the annual Associated Press luncheon in New York. NBC News will keep you up to the minute on developments as they occur. Ring Around the World, another in Monitor series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Further reports throughout the weekend.
Hello, this one, that one, and you nice other ones. My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy serving you a message from the bell system. If you don't plan a trip or two, don't listen to my eloquent words. Listen only to my enunciation. This summer, on vacation or nice weekends, you probably will stay in a hotel, motel, or resort. If so, you have a pleasure in store. In many of these rooms, don't let it startle you. It's only a picture of me with my Jose the bellboy tips to travelers. Tip number one is always call ahead for reservations. Even if you arrive late, there will be your room waiting. Tip number two can ease your worried minds and heads, either once. Call home to keep in touch and to share your pleasure. Tip number three is the best one. It will make possible next year's travel fun. Call the office and let the boss know you miss him.
Music now on monitor. As Ed Ames captures the essence of the Caribbean sound in Bonsoir, Dame.
In a green wood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. The evening sounds and forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, Dame, Madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. softly birds and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame Pedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Pedodo.
Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your Cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. And it is now 12 and a half minutes before the hour. We're all on the monitor beacon.
WNBC, New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Good to start with Valentine, good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great at the three-ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine, Valentine beer. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again. Valentine, Valentine beer.
Gene Rayburn again as monitor continues. This past week, a housewife informed the British Ministry of Agriculture that she had weighed, on her home scales, all the potatoes she had bought in the last 3 months and discovered that she had paid the equivalent of $7.20 for the dirt clinging to the spuds. Talk about the rising cost of living. Even dirt isn't dirt cheap anymore. Love Me Forever, one of the latest from Roger Williams on Monitor.
Gee, that looks good. It looks just like tomato juice.
But it's a blend of juices good for you and me, V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
But it's eight ways tasty. Discover it and see. Lively juices, vegetable juices, yours for good health in V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Well, just take one taste of V8.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juice from Campbell's.
My friend, you are traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service, Bryant, and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
On Monitor next, the noted psychologist and columnist, Dr. Joyce Brothers, who delves into some of the most fascinating facets of human behavior for us every weekend, this time comes up with some provocative points on the subject of selecting a suitable mate.
We've always known that the shortest way to a man's heart was through his stomach. Now it seems the old adage works another way, too. The man who wants a wife who's sexually compatible should choose one who likes to eat. This is the advice of Dr. Seymour Fisher and Howard Ossofsky of the State University of New York Upstate Medical Center in Syracuse. Doctors Fisher and Ossofsky studied 42 women for a year, correlating sexual response with other factors in their personalities. The relationship between the enjoyment of food and the enjoyment of marital relations was almost dramatic, Dr. Fisher told the 38th annual meeting of the Eastern Psychological Association. The doctors wanted to measure the relationship between the enjoyment of food and marital relations because, to quote Dr. Fisher, hunger is one of the few drives which, like sexuality, has a clear object and also involves a definite body response at the time of gratification. So now science has demonstrated anew something primitive people knew all along. In the cultures of the past and in underdeveloped countries today, the thin woman was scorned as undernourished, and the plump woman was considered desirable. Where food is scarce, it's assumed that the well-fed woman is both loved and lovable, or she wouldn't be well-fed. Movies and television, which add extra pounds to the images of our heroines, force them to lose the curves that were once considered desirable and changed our ideal of the perfect feminine shape. It's been getting skimpier ever since. We started with Mae West, and now we're mad for Twiggy. Wanting to prove themselves feminine and desirable, women have tried to model themselves along the lines of the latest popular film star or model. The result has been a boom in diet books and foods and a guilty feeling among women that it wasn't feminine to like to eat. All this may change now that Drs. Fisher and Ossofsky have made their study. In fact, the girl who loves to eat can let go in other ways, too, climb trees or jump rope or play touch football, because Drs. Fisher and Ossofsky have found that women who enjoy sex most are also the ones who enjoy vigorous exercise and outdoor activities. They are at home with their bodies, and they see the world as a friendly place, the researchers say. It may become even friendlier now that they've been told they can throw away their diet. So if you're a young man looking for a wife who's sexually compatible, you might consider the results of the survey and choose an athletic girl who loves to eat. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
If there are any skinny, unathletic women listening, please don't get too upset. It's only a theory. Try to remember that. Remember, too, you'll hear more of the conversation-starting comments of Dr. Joyce Brothers later this weekend on Monitor.
Edie Gourmet here with news about your Plymouth dealer's big bonus sale.
Excuse me, Edie, but are you ready for your high note at the end of the commercial?
Oh, you. I've made it the last 412 times, haven't I?
Yes, but...
Just explain the bonus sale, would you?
Okay. Plymouth's having a great sales year, so they're offering savings on bonus special Plymouth Furies. You get a textured vinyl roof, sport wheel covers, white sidewalls, special trim and light package, all at reduced prices, now during the big Plymouth bonus sale. Be sure to... Uh-oh, here she goes.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
Try a big, luxurious Fury today during your Plymouth dealer's bonus sale. He's offering specially equipped Plymouths at specially reduced prices. Shop now and save. Golden Gate Strings with Last Train to Clarksville. We'll transfer to the next hour in just a few moments where we'll hear the latest NBC Monitor news. But don't move, just stay where you are. Gene Rayburn here.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
Time to tell you about the Chateau Martin wine. The flavor and aroma are so fine. Try the sherry or the port, buy the gallon or the quart. You'll be nuts about the Chateau Martin wine.
Every well-stocked cellar includes Chateau Martin port wine. The rich, clear dessert wine that provides the happy ending to a perfect dinner. Chateau Martin port wine, made from choice California grapes, mellowed in 100-year-old oak casks, is distinctive in flavor and aroma. Try it, then you'll understand why...
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
I am nuts about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin sherry wine. Had any lately?
Long John Neville discusses Vietnam with Elaine Shepherd on the Addio Show tonight at 10:30 on WNBC New York.